What up, Donut Squad, and welcome to
Holy Matrimony, a podcast where we have the whole conversation about the humor,
holiness,
and hardships of marriage.
I'm Daniel Glaze.
And I'm Anna Glaze, and we are
That Catholic Couple. And today's episode is the very first one of Holy Matrimony outside of our Patreon page.
And on this week's episode, we talk about what you can expect from this podcast. We talk about a hardship that we overcame this week, and we think we did it really well. And Tori Kelly's new gospel album.
Which her album was not at all the original topic that we were going to talk about for this episode. But I'm very happy we did because I think the conversation was steered in a really cool direction. So I'm very excited for you guys to listen to the very first episode of Holy Matrimony.
Enjoy!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the inaugural episode of Holy Matrimony.
Are you ready for this?
Y'all ready for this? I never stop. Can't stop. Won't stop.
To stop. You missed the cue. I gave you
the hand symbol for stopping or whatever.
My drum major years came through.
The composer, yeah.
And conductor.
Conductor.
Or drum major years. Where it's like final, like.
Of the train?
No, you put your hand up and you say final one. Just wrap it up.
And done.
Bring it in.
All right, guys. So if you can't tell, we're really freaking excited for the very first episode of Holy Matrimony. And before we dive into all of the ins and outs of this wonderful podcast, we're going to talk to you a little bit about why we decided to name it what it is. Therefore, you know why we're saying things when we say them.
Yeah. And just to clarify, we are not drunk right now.
No, but we've tried to record this freaking episode at least
seven to ten times. Oh, my gosh.
And just something happens with the mic, with the recording audio, with all the other jazz. But let's get into exactly why we call our podcast Holy Matrimony.
Yes. So Holy Matrimony, our branding is awesome some days, but maybe other days we make it just a little harder for ourselves. So Holy Matrimony is H-O-L-E-Y. That's how it's spelled. Because if you are new to who we are, if you've never seen our YouTube channel, That Catholic Couple.
Go subscribe now.
Yes. Our last name is Glaze. So I'm Anna. This is my husband, Daniel. Our last name is Glaze. And it's been a running joke in our family that has
become.
Like
the donut.
Yeah.
Like the donut.
And it's been a running joke in our family since before we got
our brand.
That's what I was saying. Hold on, that's where I was going. I was gonna talk about how our joke has later become our brand, which is only gonna make it a little bit harder for people to find our podcast now because they're not gonna spell it the right way, which I'm pretty sure that's gonna happen all the time.
We just have to get the metadata correct and all the tags right. So if they do spell it wrong, and hopefully it gets popular enough that they're like, oh, we know what you mean, iTunes.
I've seen it on my sponsorships on Instagram.
So apparently our demographic is old white women.
Yes, that is who we're catering to. If you are not one of them, please do not listen. Just kidding. Oh
my gosh. Boomers beware.
Grandmothers on this show, please.
But with that being said, a couple of other reasons why we decided to name it Holy Matrimony. One is like donut holes.
Right.
That's the whole pun of it. The second thing is holy.
Like, obviously, the play on words.
Play on words, exactly. Holy matrimony, like you would call the sacrament of marriage. And then finally, the tagline that we have also fits into it by what is our tagline?
It's having the whole conversation about the humor, hardships, and dang it.
No,
one more time.
One more time.
It is having the whole conversation about the humor, hardship. Oh, dang it.
Beep. Let me take it over from here.
It's having the whole conversation about the humor, holiness, and hardships of marriage.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. And guys, I am so sorry for my wife not having any idea, even though we've done like 8 of these on our Patreon, because this is the first one outside of our Patreon page, because we thought we could work out the kinks inside.
They're still here, baby.
Still didn't work. Welcome to amateur hour.
They're still here. And again, we are not drunk.
But we are wrong. I am wrong. It's not going to be an hour. It's going to be anywhere between 30 and 45 minutes, because now we're going to talk about the actual structure of the podcast, so you know what to expect whenever our podcast goes into your podcast app and you listen to our voices
oh
as often as you can.
My gosh.
I know. So let's hit it up real quick. All right. So we are going to be alternating episodes every week. So the first one that you are hearing right now is going to be the one that you're going to hear every other week. That is with myself and my wife, Anna Glaze. My name is Dan Glaze. I don't know if you introduced yourself.
Oh my gosh. Hello, I'm Daniel. Daniel, get to the point. right, man.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about either a humorous part, either a holiness part, or either a hardship part of our marriage. We're going to tell a specific story every time that it's just my wife and I. That's going to be the first half of the podcast. And the second half of the podcast is literally just going to be us talking about whatever we want. We didn't want to tie ourselves down to a specific thing. So we're going to talk about Tori Kelly's new album. We're going to talk about Daniel Tiger. We're going to talk about what else?
I don't know. Fun stuff. I keep wanting him to call it freestyle because Daniel's actually a hip hop dancer, but Daniel said he didn't want to call it that. Well, so
I mean, kind of is a freestyle, but it's kind of not.
I think the second half is going to be more of a freestyle, except with not that word there. But yes.
Let us know. Let us know in the comments down below. This isn't a YouTube video. What am I saying?
I know.
Let us know by tweeting at us with the hashtag Holy Matrimony, spelt the correct way.
H-O-L-E-Y.
Matrimony.
Yes.
Okay, so then the weeks that it's not just my wife and I, we are going to be having guests on this podcast. At least we're going to hope to try. And that's where it's going to kind of be really whatever we decide to do. But it's still going to be within the humor, holiness, and hardship of marriage. We're going to be talking literally about through their story of marriage.
Right. So we want to bring on guests that maybe you guys know individually and bring them on with their spouses. So, for example, we really love talking to the Catching Foxes guys, but I'm actually very curious to hear their wives talk about, you know, what Catching Foxes means to them and how it's played a part in the marriage.
Or if it means absolutely nothing to them.
Right. Which probably does, you know. but I really want to hear more about, you know, some of these other people that are on social media that are doing great things through evangelizing online. And
sometimes you only know one side of the story, right?
Like, right.
You know a lot about Mark Hart, but you don't necessarily know about Mark Hart and
his wife. Right.
And though we do, I would really love to have some people on like that and really explore, the different aspects of marriage through their story.
Right.
And that's what we're going to hope to do every other episode that's not just my wife and I.
Bring on other married couples that we really admire and want to hear more about. So when we talk with them, we will definitely dive into all three of these categories, the humor, the holiness, and the hardships of marriage. We'll do, you know, a combination of all three of them summed up into one conversation. We're really excited to just dive deep with them, you know?
But we figured, since it is the very first inaugural episode, is there any other inaugural aside from the first?
I mean, inaugural is kind of weird because, like, you know, the president, I don't know if it was like a happy day.
Wow.
I went there.
But we figured we would just, you know, dive, like we keep saying the phrase dive in. We would just want to tell you, a story about our marriage and about our relationship and just have, you know, a genuine, authentic conversation so you guys can relate to us in a way that you can't other people.
Right. Sisters.
As sisters and brothers. Okay, so let's just dive. Yeah, let's just go into it.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about this one's kind of interesting because we're not talking necessarily about a hardship that like weighed us down, but more so of a hardship that we actually overcome. And I'm really proud of us.
Right. I think usually we want to start it. I think we were thinking we would start it with a hardship, but this past week, I actually want to talk about how proud I am of us, you know, just overcoming a hardship. And so not to toot our own horn or make it sound like we're just going to talk about how awesome we are, because we will definitely talk about our shortcomings very often on this podcast. But I've been pretty proud of what we've been doing lately.
Okay, so let's back it up a little bit. So about a month ago, our AC went out. And I think you were gone with Lily for doing something that weekend. So I was at home. It got to be like 83 degrees in our house. And if you know me, I am a chubby, hairy boy.
Sweaty man.
And I sweat when I talk. I sweat when I breathe. And I sweat when I walk.
Sweaty.
So it was ridiculous.
Sweaty.
And luckily, they came to change it. They came to fix our AC, and it officially went out. And it was a bunch of stuff. Then the next weekend.
Right, but I was out from work, too, because we couldn't come back home.
Correct, yes,
you had
exactly,
to go
stay
in a hotel the start of the week.
Exactly, yeah. So then the next weekend, what happened?
The next weekend, we all got to go see some of our good friends, and I think we got a stomach bug from them.
Oh, no. We 100% got it from them. There's no thinking. We definitely got it from them.
Shout out to them. They know who they are.
Yes,
they are.
And let's just say, guys, okay, we're gonna set the precedent of these episodes literally right now, because I'm going to tell you guys, we were exploding from both ends. literally from my mouth, and we had exploding diarrhea.
Yeah, we
had...
It was
the worst experience that I've had literally in the past 2 years.
We had a horrible stomach bug hit all three of us. Both ends. And the hard part was, I don't think Lily had ever thrown up at that, like, since, I mean, in her entire little life, right? Like, as a baby. She had spit up, but that was it.
That was literally, like, twice, though.
Right, like as a kid.
She never threw up.
Yeah, or as a kid, as a baby.
Until that weekend.
Oh. Right, so she threw up. And so telling a toddler how, you know, how to, or what to expect from the throw up was just very, very hard to.
She was scared out of her
poor
mind.
Poor baby, she didn't know what was happening.
Because, so what we did is we would put a, like a little bowl, like a little Tupperware underneath her chin. So whenever she threw up, it would come out into the Tupperware. And she thought that was us making her throw up.
Right.
So anytime we would bring the Tupperware over, she'd be like, no, I don't want it.
And then would throw up in the middle of her yelling not to bring it. So it was just really funny that, funny and then sad. I was like, baby, I promise I'm not doing this to you.
Okay. And that wasn't it. What happened the next weekend?
Then the next weekend, we finally recuperated. The stomach bug did come back, you know, middle of the week, I think, because Lily. Yeah. Lily and I both got it again. But then the following weekend, our apartment flooded, which was not so great. So Lily in her bathroom. So she has a bathroom in her bedroom.
We live in a 2-bedroom apartment. So that's right. Fairly small.
So her toilet water tank cracked. Like it just cracked in the middle of the night, leaked water for a God knows how many hours.
At least 12.
Yes, it was long. And so I stepped into a puddle in the middle of the living room and I was like, what the heck is happening? So then I walk into Lily's room. I'm literally splashing water up until, you know, like covering my foot. The top of my foot was covered of water. And then Lily was just in bed like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So
if you'd like to see kind of all that in action, we'll link to the vlog that we did about that down below.
Yeah.
But that leads us up to this past week that just was done. And to kind of give a little preface on this as well, I just became a youth minister for the first time in about 2 years. I did ministry beforehand. And this was kind of like hell week, if you will. Not like it was like a bad thing, but every week, every night this
it's
past
like
two week.
Two-a-days for you.
Basically,
you know,
yeah.
Like football two-a-days, but it was two-a-days for a youth minister. It was
exactly.
Like morning stuff, morning meetings, and then evening, you know, confirmation events.
Yeah, for literally a week straight. So I work at a really big parish. We had two confirmation, which means two rehearsals, which means four nights already. Then I had a parent meeting. Then I had a core team training. And then I also had, an actual confirmation and all that other stuff. And I worked every single night. I didn't have dinner with my family for a whole night.
Yeah.
And normally, when it would come to a week like that, we would get so overwhelmed. Okay, if I could be so honest, mm-hmm. my wife would get really overwhelmed and not necessarily know what to do.
Yes. I will
agree
to that.
Take it away from there.
Well, so and
why we're so proud of ourselves.
Well, and prior to that, obviously, we've been having those three very like stressful weeks. We've been falling behind at work because of everything that's been happening at home. You know, it's just been utter chaos and stress and anxiety happening within our family that all of a sudden we knew that this week was coming. And I honestly thought I was going to lose my mind.
Yes,
like,
everything was literally just going to crumble underneath our feet.
Yes, I really thought it was just going to be a horrible week. I wasn't going to get, you know, anything done. I was going to lose my patience with Lily very often and just die, basically, of exhaustion. And the opposite happened. I think
we were on the same page. Yeah. We were such good teammates. Like, I can't even explain, like, it had to be the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
cliche and over-spiritualized as it sounds, it had to be the Holy Spirit.
As we were preparing to figure out what we were going to talk about on this podcast, we kept saying, like, what was a hardship? And Dino kept saying, like, well, it was really hard this past week. And I was like, I actually didn't think it was that hard. I actually, specifically also from my work.
On our marriage, it wasn't hard.
Well, but even on a personal level, I think for me, I know Daniel probably disagrees because you...
I pulled 12-hour days almost 5 days in a row.
Right. So you were tired from work. But for me, I was like, we're good. Lily and I were okay. We got to set, you know, good bedtimes, good nap times, good routine here. I was able to have
fine,
food.
I'll just never live in the house again.
I know. It sounds like that, right? That's not my intention. I love that my husband is home with us, but it is those times when he's away that sometimes make it really hard. And I think this time I just prepared well for it, you know, far out in advance. I was like, okay, this week is coming. And I also think Labor Day weekend, which just happened, was really beneficial for us.
It was a good
restful weekend. So we were able, you know, like recharge, get re-energized. And then, you know,
we had family reading time for the first time ever. Lily grabbed her Look and Finds and a couple of other books. I grabbed a book that I wanted to read. Anna grabbed a book that she's been reading for a while. And we sat down for 2 days in a row for almost an hour and a half each and just read. We put some classical music on. I grabbed like a couple of things to drink and a couple snacks. It was so good. And it recharged us for this crazy ass week that we just had.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know even how to resolve that aside from like, it was the fact that I think that, like, one, we really did trust that the Holy Spirit was moving.
Mm-hmm.
Two, like, we communicated really well. I think we got to the point where, like, one, you know, we prepared well enough. I think that's why. Like, we communicated and prepared ourselves to allow this week to be fruitful, because for the first time ever in my time in ministry, I feel rejuvenated in this ministry after working a whole week straight.
Right.
And that's never happened in my ministry life before as a youth minister. I know, like today I actually went in early cause we had to drop off Lily cause she. And I was like, yeah, I had this fire under my butt. And I was like, let's get this stuff going. Let's work on it.
In your butt or in your belly? I've heard both. It's in the belly.
No, a fire under your butt.
Fire.
You light a fire under somebody's butt.
No, you light a fire up under their belly.
No.
Y'all. What? No. I think you're wrong.
I think you're wrong.
I think you're wrong. Tell us, who is wrong? But I do think that on top of the Holy Spirit, I think we just did a really good job of protecting our rest and our peace beforehand, making sure that, you know, we did everything to rejuvenate and re-energize, and then just attacking the week head on and communicating. We didn't even fight. I also wonder, okay, I'm posing a question, and I know we're about to wrap up so that we can have a little break, but I do have a question, because I felt the most stress when things just came up that we were not prepared for, and this one I feel like we were prepared for. So
you mean previous to this week, right? When things were not prepared. Yeah, I mean, I think,
like, we fought so much within the last 3 weeks because everything that came up that wasn't expected.
Yeah.
Right. And so then, when this week we knew it was coming, it was in our calendar since, you know, August, we knew that this was going to be a crazy week. And we didn't fight. We were, you know,
imagine that, communication and preparedness and trusting in the Holy Spirit works in a marriage.
Those sound like some kind of virtues. I don't know.
Guys, I think the thing that we're trying to point towards is order. We finally have, at least this
some kind
week,
of order, yeah,
had an order that we like subscribed to and really worked on,
right?
And like allowed to lead us.
And who knows what next week will look like? But for now, we feel, you know, healthy. We feel focused. We feel ordered.
We know what next week is going to look like because it's Encounter Houston.
I know, which we should talk about that is at another.
I think we'll put it on our exclusive podcast on Patreon. Which reminds me, we're going to take a quick break to say thank you to our patrons.
We just want to take this time to thank our amazing patrons for all of your generous support. We wouldn't be able to do any of this without y'all, from our YouTube channel to this new podcast. We are so, so grateful. Don't forget that we have an exclusive mini episode for you from this week's episode that you can only find at thedonutsquad.com. So head on over at the end of this episode.
And now we're back. With, you know, okay, Anna, I'll give it to you. Yes. We can call this the freestyle. Yes. But first, I gotta rhyme. I'm gonna one time.
If I stop,
I cannot bop, and that's all right. I'm done. Okay, you can.
Yes.
What's the topic? What's the topic that we're gonna talk about for this freestyle?
Baby, I think you're hilarious when you freestyle, but they might not like it so much.
You don't know the bars that I can spit.
I can spit bars. Oh.
Bars.
Like Snicker bars?
Like, they used to call me white chocolate in high school.
That's true, partially
because I knew how to dance well, but second off, because I would spit hot fire.
I don't think so. I think it's because you were the only white guy on the step team.
That's absolutely true, but I also spit bars, son.
Oh my, okay.
But I'm actually very excited for the topic that we decided to talk about for this. I guess we'll call it the freestyle. I don't care anymore.
Which also, by the way, we should at some point have you explain hip hop on the podcast.
I'd love that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, Daniel is the one that introduced me to like the history of hip hop, and like one of our first dates was him explaining everything about how hip hop came to be. And it was just, I was fascinated.
Absolutely. So let us know somewhere on social media if you actually like us calling this the freestyle.
I would love the freestyle. Deal. So freestyle, I guess we can start with, first off, this next week is following up on the last segment really quick. This next week is going to be crazy for us. I work for Adore, and this week is our Encounter Houston conference. So we're just going to stay, you know, focused, prepared, communicate clearly, continue working really hard to make sure that things get done and get done well.
Because we have no idea when this episode is necessarily going to air because of iTunes validation stuff. But if you happen to follow us on social media, let us know if you saw how Encounter went, and we'll let you know of a follow up episode exactly how it did go.
Yeah, I'm super excited. So, but going off of that, oh my gosh, Tori Kelly's new album. Can we talk about that?
So like, I don't know if y'all know who Tori Kelly is, but I think she went on American Idol and then didn't.
No.
Yes, no, she did. Trust
me. She did?
Yes, she went on American Idol and then didn't make it. Like, I think Simon Cowell, whatever, is that his name? Simon Cowell? Simon Cowell? The British dude.
Yeah.
He was like, you're good, but like not good enough. And then she went off, and I think she had a
YouTube channel.
She had a YouTube channel, but before that, she got on World Star Hip Hop, and Scooter, or whatever his name is, the Justin Bieber dude manager.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's his name, Scooter, found her on World Star Hip Hop and like went to a show and like essentially saw her and was like, I need to sign her and just like blow her up. And then she went on the BET Awards and like impressed everybody at BET during a Smokey Robinson tribute. Like I can't talk enough about Tori Kelly.
Yeah, no, she's awesome. So question though, because you know more about her than I do, and you just showed me her most recent album, and I only know her from the movie Sing, because Lily has watched that
she's
movie
the elephant,
before.
Yeah.
So is she biracial?
Yes, she's like Puerto Rican and some other like
she's
Hispanic.
Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
No.
She's like Venezuelan and Puerto Rican or something like that.
No.
Yeah, everyone thinks she's a white girl, but she's not. She's not even at all.
I mean, because she has blonde hair.
Or she might
hair,
be like,
but...
like ethnically or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she's not at all like from European descent.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's amazing. Okay. Yeah. I didn't even know. I was thinking more on the black side, but like the Hispanic side, I'm like, oh, she's one of me.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
This is awesome. Okay.
Well, the cool thing is like she basically was a pop artist when she kind of came on the scene. Mm-hmm. And then I think she had some sort of conversion. I don't know if it was because of Lecrae or if it was because of Kirk Franklin, but her newest album is like this pop / Southern, like not necessarily Baptist, but like Southern soul and gospel, like all intertwined with her like riffs and her just like high tone. It's such a brilliant, it's got the Hamiltones on it. It's got Lecrae on it. It's got Kirk Franklin on it. Like
these are all gospel groups that Daniel knows. Christian stuff,
but all of them came up in the church aside from Lecrae. But it's just like, oh my gosh.
Well, and so listening to her album, because Dina was the one that sent me, it hasn't been fully released.
Singles,
there's been singles off of the album that have been released. Kind of similar to Ike's. Ike's new album right now is also really good. The singles,
so
I can't
good.
Wait for him, for his to come out too. But I think just like in the Christian church right now, or like the Catholic church with Ike, but also the Christian church in general with things like Tori Kelly or people like Tori Kelly releasing music, there's some new... like breath of the Holy Spirit happening in the musical world. Mm-hmm. And I think first off, I also want to get on a little soapbox of like, I wish the Catholic Church had a little bit more gospel and like R&B and soul in, you know, their praise and worship stuff.
I'm
and
sure there's deep South, but
I know. We just maybe haven't found it yet. But I, as much as I love, you know, Matt Maher and Audrey and all of them, it's just, it's very poppy and it's or like soft rock, you know, and I love, you know, the other culture of that, like the
absolutely.
Other side of the rhythm and blues. And I'm probably butchering all of this, but, you know, I love the deep richness of that, too,
of the musical styles of soul and gospel. Actually, like coming into like the Catholic tradition would be sick. It'd I would absolutely love that.
I think Ike's done a good job of helping us see a little bit, or like helping us hear some of that.
Becoming aware of it.
Right, and he's been posting some Insta stories right now, from the Common Hymnal, which is like a studio that they're recording.
I can't wait for that to drop. That looks so sick. I don't know anybody that's on that, but just some of the stuff I was listening to, I was like, "Yo, Ike, you need to like put this everywhere. I mean, yeah. He is, but still.
I went on and followed the Instagram page for them. And call. I was like, I need to know who these people are and why haven't I heard of them before.
Exactly.
But you said even like the Tori Kelly one, Dino is not a crier at all. So we just want to use that context and say that like when he listened, you said that you listened to one of the songs and you said that you teared, like you even got a little choked up.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. I think it just might have been, well, okay. If I had to be honest, the way that gospel is written sometimes, like the chords kind of bring that out in you. Mm-hmm. When you listen to it, because I just don't know how they do it so musically, because I don't know how you write music ever at all.
Right.
But yeah, just like the way that like the chords were hitting and the way that Tori was singing and what she was singing about.
There's
and,
like tension in the chords that bring out. It was just like it hit emotions.
Something that I was like, oh yeah, like I'm not alone. Yeah. Like it was so good. It was so good.
I love good music. I love good music that praises God. And it
came so unexpectedly.
Right. I was about to say that. Yeah. Like I was not expecting Tori Kelly to release a gospel album, you know, which is so exciting. I'm like, I wonder what's going on in her own prayer life, you know, like where's this coming from?
Is on her social media, like there was this point where that's why I said she had some kind of conversion, because there was this point where she started posting a lot more scripture in her stuff, a lot more of like he has called me by name and like very, very like Protestant stuff. Right. But it was still very like convicted towards a relationship with Jesus.
Right.
And I never saw that before when like she kind of came on the scene. Like the whole reason why I know a lot about her though is because she started on YouTube, and I've loved YouTube for my entire life. Like And I've seen her go from like posting one of my favorite Michael Jackson renditions of oh my gosh, I forgot the name of the song that she did. I don't remember. But I remember watching it and being like, who is this girl? And yeah, just kind of following her career from then on. And I never expected her to come out and spread like and start a gospel or create a gospel album. Like just came out of nowhere.
When it also gives me hope for the fame world, celebrity world, of like you can still encounter Christ even if you know you have
good music
and make good music, but you can encounter Christ even in the midst of, you know, brokenness, because we very much know the music world, the celebrity world is a very broken world, and there's so many, you know, temptations that you could fall into. And it just makes me excited that like Tori could have had that. Tori could have been the next Demi Lovato, you know, or the next, you know, like Whitney Houston or something, like, because she is that good. She is such a good singer.
I
like,
wouldn't put her in Whitney category, but I would put her far above Demi Lovato.
Yeah. Or like Mary J. Blige. Like,
you know my feelings on her.
I know you don't like Mary J. Blige.
This is such a niche, like specific freestyle. I know. Freestyle.
Some people might not like this, but
what are they talking about?
We have no idea who Mary J. Blige is. You don't.
Oh, white people. Yeah, race is going to be a recurring theme on this podcast for sure.
Because I don't know if you know, but Daniel is white.
And yeah, I don't know if y'all know, but my wife is hella Mexican. Extra Mexican.
But also I think I'm whiter in the way that
in a stereotypical sense.
Right, in the way that I express myself sometimes.
I still don't
sometimes.
Like that you say that.
I know, but maybe I shouldn't say that. But I think I'm... there are things that I like from the white culture that Dino is like, no.
What's a white culture?
Or sorry. No.
I don't even know what my culture is.
Like, you know, rock concerts and more of the rock music, or like.
I don't even know where we're going to go with this
blues
podcast.
Blues and Americana.
Blues
and,
is not white.
Oh, no, sorry. Americana and folk music. And
okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I like more of that.
That's yeah, I mean, okay. That's not necessarily a culture. It's just a
genre of music. Yeah. Yes.
that's how connected we are. We say our at the same
our
time
together. Okay, so yeah, Tori Kelly, I just praise God for amazing artists who have gifts, who share them with people, and on top of that are giving God the glory.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and have beautiful conversions back to him. It just makes me excited to see where, you know, where it takes her. And I pray that like Satan doesn't, you know, throw her in for a hard time.
It's okay. See,
she's just like so good at that. You know?
Well, and there's something that like, cause I love 116. I love the Crayola, I love Andy Mineo, Trip Lee, most of the Reach records. And I really love Tori Kelly. And there's a few other like gospel artists that I really wish had relationships with people like Ike. People like Audrey Assad, people like Matt Maher, that
Sarah Kroger.
You or know, Sarah or, Kroger, yeah. Or even like freaking Dom, like Coagula. or even just like Matt Fratto or Bishop Barron or even, right. Oh, Mamie. Mamie? What is that word? Like even a freaking Father Mike Schmitz. Like if they could just sit down and talk with them and like journey with like a Catholic who could really like speak into that kind of culture, which might need some other people than just a bunch of white guys. Right. But I'm just saying the truth,
right.
That like could really show them like, guys, y'all are speaking on just a part of the truth. Like imagine, I've always had this image in my head of like seeing Lecrae. I know it sounds so weird, but even Andy Mineo, like kneeling in front of a tabernacle, like kneeling in front of the Eucharist and imagining what kind of bars that God would give them if they had the fullness of truth. Right. Like I keep picturing that in my head of like, first off, the trads would go nuts. They'd be like, oh my gosh, this is so bad.
So wrong.
It would just, yeah, I would love for that to happen in some way that they would really encounter the living Christ in the presence of the Eucharist,
right,
and have somebody journey with them. And the reason why I say those people is because they probably have the easiest reach to get to them out of the Catholic people.
Right.
Because if I would have no problem just going up to Andy and Lecrae and be like, yo, let's talk about the Bible. Let's go right to John 6. let's just cut right to the heart of it. Like, I know you know your Bible, and so do I. So let's talk about this.
That would probably never happen.
They'd probably reach, like, get this crazy chubby white boy out of the way.
Yeah. he can just dance. He's a hip-hop dancer.
He can just dance. That's it.
Let's put him in one of our videos.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know one of my friends, Haley, actually had a campaign to create backup dancers for the 116 click.
Oh.
And she's phenomenal, and all it'd been so awesome.
That's a whole nother tangent too on how bad we want Lily to take hip hop dance classes, but we're also so afraid to put her in some of these like kid groups because
of the music and the choreography culture and just like, all of that.
Why are you twerking, little 5-year old?
Yeah, but, you know, why are you wearing that and dancing to that song?
I know. I'm just. I want Lily to know that she can be involved in the hip hop world and the hip hop culture without being overtaken by it.
Exactly. That's gonna take some finesse.
Yeah, and that's a whole nother tangent for another episode. Yeah, that's the funny too.
But I think that's where we're going to stop today's episode. So thank you guys so much for listening to the very first episode of Holy Matrimony. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @D_Glaze.
You can find me at @AG_Glaze on Instagram and Twitter as well. And you can also follow our personal TCC account on Instagram @IsInEffect.
And if you haven't already, go check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/thatcatholiccouple. And you can listen to us next week.
Stay holy, my friends. And that's with an E.
Deuces. Oh,